USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th on charges he raped a woman in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Israeli Defense Forces launched airstrikes on Hamas after a rocket attack forced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end his speech. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech, but he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch. I'm John Clemens.
Global markets edged higher, though trading was subdued after the Christmas holidays. World markets have rallied since President Trump earlier this week said that a trade deal with China was ready for signing. Chinese officials have confirmed the two sides are in close contact on their so-called Phase 1 agreement to help ease the friction. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kevin Spacey posted another holiday video with that story. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest video was titled KTWK, as in Kill Them With Kindness, showing Kevin Spacey as his character in House of Cards, Frank Underwood, in a holiday sweater, sitting by a fireplace, stoking the flames.
The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
Spacey posted a similar video last year, vaguely addressing the sexual assault allegations that have derailed his career. He was accused in 2017 of sexual assault by over a dozen people.
California is proposing to restrict widespread auto insurance practices that regulators say benefit wealthy, well-educated white people above others. The State Department of Insurance proposed regulations that would prohibit insurance companies from using so-called affinity groups to discriminate based on educational attainment or income level, among other factors. The state's insurance department, investigating such groups earlier this year, found that many insurance companies were effectively using group discounts to cherry-pick members, while people of color and lower-income motorists were left in the slow lane. The bulk of the drivers already fall into lower-income categories, according to one insurance association, and the American Property Casualty Insurance Association said similar discount programs are offered in 47 other states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.